which you usually would cut off. Do you know what they call that?
Bacon fat.
How about rind?
No, never heard of that.
Okay. How about if they smoke salted pork? What would you call that?
No, no, no.
Would you call it bacon or just smoked meat? Or?
Well, salt pork isn't bacon. I don't think. Fennec isn't, doesn't have any meat in it. It's just the fat.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or not much meat, anyway.
Right.
It's fatter than bacon.
I see. Okay, and the guy who usually sells the meat or chops it up?
Butcher.
Okay. If you had it too long and it was no good, you might say the meat is...
bad.
What?
I think we'd just say the meat went bad.
Okay. Would you say spoiled?
Maybe. It wouldn't be any more common than just saying the meat went bad.
Would you say, but would you ever, have you ever used that?
Yeah. That's what my mother uses, spoiled.
Okay. And how about if they use the liver, they grind it up of a hog? Have you ever heard of a dish of a meat made with that?
No.
Have you heard of liver sausage or liver pudding?
No.
Okay. How about with the blood?
With blood? No.
Blood sausage?
No.
Pudding? Okay. Have you ever heard of taking the juice from head cheese or liver sausage and they stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it and then after it gets cold, slice it up and fry it?
Blood?
No. Have you ever heard of scrapple?
No. I've heard the word.
Yeah?
I've heard the word, yeah. From either my dad or my grandmother. But I didn't know that's what it was. I didn't know that was what it was, but I've just heard the word scrapple.
Okay, thank you. And how about butter that got really bad?
I've heard the word.
What would you call it? Anything other than bad?
For me, that my dad or my grand.
Smelled.
Maybe we'd say the butter soured.
I didn't know that was what it was. No, say sour.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say funky?
About butter? No.
But funky otherwise, how do you think of it as what?
A locker room term.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means, smells like a lot of people have taken showers there. Body odor in general.
That's, I think, the original meaning of it.
Is it really?
I think.
Oh.
I think, because I read that. How about milk that's thick and it's sour and not necessarily buttermilk, but maybe you do call this. I shouldn't have said that.
Probably call it butter. Yeah, we call it buttermilk.
Okay. How have you ever heard clabber?
No.
Okay. You call it buttermilk. Do you know what they make out of that? Sometimes it's a kind of a cheese. It's white.
Cottage cheese.
Oh yeah. Okay. If you wanted to get things out of milk, impurity, not to pasteurize or anything, but just pour it through a mesh or something.
Strain it.
Okay. And do you know, like, a type of an apple? Well, it could be a peach, it could be any kind of fruit, but you have layers of dough and then fruit and dough, and it's usually in a deep dish.
Oh, a cobbler.
Okay. Is that, that's different from a pie.
It's
right?
A deep dish pie.
Ah, okay. Any other names besides a cobbler and a deep dish pie?
Okay. Deep dish pie, cobbler.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And what you eat is? Everything you eat is?
Everything I eat is food.
Right. Do you ever hear anybody call them vittles?
Yeah, but no.
You think of that as kind of?
Country, backwoods.
Okay. How about something you might pour over a dessert and it's usually made out of milk and nutmeg and maybe sugar and, you know, a sweet liquid that you'd pour over a pie or a pudding? Or
it's not cream or whipped cream?
Not exactly. I think it's more of a liquid. Have you ever heard that called sauce?
Mm-mm.
Or